We continue our reading of 1 Samuel. We come to chapter 6. I'm going to go over the first couple of verses of chapter 7 as well. It's a fascinating chapter. You remember the Ark of the Covenant is with the Philistines because God judged wicked Israel, and the Ark was captured, but there it brought destruction. Their false god was broken before it, and now people are dying in all the cities because of the wrath of God that is upon them. In fact, at the end of the chapter, the question is asked, that is really the theme of the chapter, who can abide this holy God? Well, the Philistines decide that they can't. And this is really not just an interesting episode. It's the question of all questions. The reality confronts us that we are sinful people, worthy of God's judgment. He is a holy God who has wrath against sin. And what do we do to escape from that wrath and enter into God's blessings? Well, the Philistines didn't know. And they consult their priests, and they decide they're going to get rid of the ark. They're going to send it back to Jerusalem, but they want to get rid of the wrath of God that's upon them. And so they follow the time-honored practice of appealing to God through human works. They're going to, in their case, it's the giving of gold, and this is their strategy. Send the ark back to Israel, but we'll send gold. And it's actually very interesting. There's five great cities of Philistia, which is modern Gaza, by the way, and each of the five cities are going to make a golden tumor. Apparently, the plague involved tumors, and it's very interesting. Scholars, I think, rightly argue it's most likely bubonic plague, and they understood, but they're not supposed to have been able to understand, that it was carried by mice. Well, they actually have golden mice from each of the towns in each of the cities, and they're going to put these golden mice and golden tumors, and it's going to reflect the wrath that God has been working among them, and they're going to buy them off. Now, this is how sinful man seeks to deal with God. I'm going to do something for him. I'm going to give him money. I'm going to go through the motions of this. But the problem is we remain sinners. And so the ark is going to go apart from but to a certain extent, it does remove the ark from the Philistines, and they are spared it. Now, there's an interesting little episode here, because even now they doubt. They're not all this death everywhere the ark is gone. People have died in great numbers, and they really know that it's the Lord who's angry with them. But they want to be sure, and so they've got a little test they're going to perform, and it seems confusing when I read it. But basically, they're going to take two new cows who've never worn a yoke before. That's a way of honoring the Ark of the Covenant. And there's a new cart. But these are mother cows, and they're going to take the calves of these cows, and they're going to leave them back in Philistia in the stalls. Now, by nature, no mother cow, when allowed to choose her own course, will go away from her calves. But they said, well, what will happen is if these two cows, on their own volition, if they go away from their calves up to Israel, that'll get rid of the ark, and it will prove that it was God, because only God can do that. And that's actually what happens. The two mother cows, they take the cart out away from their young children. They never do this, but God ordained it. And now the ark of the Lord is returned to the people of Israel. What a blessing. It's actually received as a blessing, and it comes with God's blessing because the cart and the cows that they brought actually were the means of a suitable sacrifice. They break up the cart, they start a fire with it, and they sacrifice the cows. Now you go, why did they do that? Well, because they consulted the word of God. That's what the Philistines should have done. How are we going to manage this holy God? How are we going to escape his wrath? Well, the answer is not by doing what seems right to you. It always works. But we're guilty, and the works don't change that guilt. The answer is found in the word of God, and these sacrifices that they perform are a picture of Jesus Christ. Salvation is only through the blood of the Savior whom God sends, and that is enacted as the ark returns to Israel. Now, interestingly, there are some knuckleheads, that's my technical term, there are some people among the people of Israel who haven't been reading their Bibles, and the Ark of the Covenant's there, and they go, isn't this fun? We're going to use it for entertainment. And they go and they look in the Ark of the Covenant. That's a big mistake. And 70 men are smote in the town of Beth Shemesh. And so all the people of Beth Shemesh are worried, oh no, God's wrath is among us. And so they get rid of it. They get rid of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. They send it up to a place called Kiriath Jearim, in a man in the house of Abinadab. By the way, it'll stay there for the next generation. It only leaves this man's house in 2 Samuel 6 when David, after becoming king, brings the ark up to Israel. But the record will show that this household is greatly blessed. The presence of God. And God, by the way, doesn't this passage show God is not to be toyed with? Christianity is not a game. Religion is not something we play at. And God is angry over false worship and over blasphemy towards his name. But his word reveals that if we will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we will trust the sacrifice that he himself gave that we might be forgiven, then God will dwell with us, and he'll do so in blessing. Well, with that in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. We'll start at 1 Samuel 6, verse 1. The ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months, and the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners and said, "What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us with what we shall send it to its place." They said, "If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return him a guilt offering. Then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand does not turn away from you." And they said, "What is the guilt offering that we shall return to him?" And they answered, 5 golden tumors and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for the same plague was on all of you and on your lords. So you must make images of your tumors and images of your mice that ravage the land and give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from off you and your gods and your land. Why should you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? After he had dealt severely with them, did they not send the people away and they departed? Now then, take and prepare a new cart and 2 milk cows on which there has never come a yoke, and yoke the cows to the cart, but take their calves away from them. Take their calves home away from them. And take the ark of the Lord and place it on the cart and put it in a box at its side. Put in it the figures of gold which you are returning to him as a guilt offering. Then send it off and let it go its way. And watch. If it goes up the way to its own land, to Beth Shemesh, then it is he who has done us this great harm. But if not, we shall know it is not his hand that struck us. It happened to us by coincidence. The men did so and took 2 milk cows and yoked them to the cart and shut up their calves at home. And they put the ark of the Lord on the cart and the box with the golden mice and the images of their tumors. And the cows went straight in the direction of Beth Shemesh along one highway, lowing as they went. They turned neither to the right nor to the left, and the lords of the Philistines went after them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. Now the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and when they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, they rejoiced to see it. The cart came into the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh and stopped there. A great stone was there, and they split up the wood of the cart and offered the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the box that was beside it, in which were the golden figures, and set them upon the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrificed sacrifices on that day to the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines saw it, they returned that day to Ekron. These are the golden tumors that the Philistines returned as a guilt offering to the Lord, one for Ashdod, one for Gaza, one for Ashkelon, one for Gath, and one for Ekron. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, both fortified cities and unwalled villages. The great stone beside which they set down the ark of the Lord is a witness to this day in the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh. And he struck some of the men of Beth Shemesh because they looked upon the ark of the Lord. He struck 70 men of them, and the people mourned because the Lord had struck the people with a great blow. Then the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before the Lord, this holy God, and to whom shall he go up away from us?" So they sent messages to the inhabitants of Kiriath Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have returned the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up to you." And the men of Kiriath Jearim came and took up the ark of the Lord and brought it to the house of Abinadab on the hill. And they consecrated his son Eleazar to have charge of the ark of the Lord. From the day that the ark was lodged at Kiriath Jearim, a long time passed, some 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.